Saving Justice, Truth, Transparency, and Trust. Written and narrated for you by James Comey. To my children and all the other young people who have dedicated themselves to making the world a better place. Introduction. The United States Attorney is the representative not of an ordinary party to a controversy, but of a sovereignty whose obligation to govern impartially is as compelling as its obligation to govern at all. United States Supreme Court, 1935. Putin told me, "We have some of the most beautiful hookers in the world." Donald Trump sat there bracketed by Bill Clinton's gold Oval Office curtains, backlit by the fading late afternoon February light. After only 17 days in office, he hadn't finished decorating, but he liked gold and hated Obama. So his staff must have figured the old Clinton curtains would do for now. I could see them on either side of his bright golden head as he told me about Vladimir Putin's view of Russia's prostitutes. I was director of the FBI in the fourth year of a 10-year term. My mission was to protect the country from its adversaries, including an aggressive Russia, which had worked to elect the man now sitting across the resolute desk from me, the one reminiscing to the FBI's leader about an off-color conversation with the Russian authoritarian. 2 weeks earlier, and just steps away, Donald Trump's national security advisor had blatantly lied to FBI agents about his conversations with the Russians. The Department of Justice was leaderless after Trump fired my boss, Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, for refusing to enforce his Muslim ban immigration order, which was still causing chaos at the nation's airports. The new president had already begun attacking the intelligence community, of which the FBI was a part. It wouldn't be long before he came for the entire Justice Department, which was trying to understand why all the lying, why all the links between people around Trump and Russia. The attacks on justice and its values had just begun. It would go on for years, doing grievous damage to an indispensable American institution. From the beginning, America built and nurtured institutions to find truth. For centuries, Lady Justice has been depicted wearing a blindfold. She seeks only to weigh the facts and find the truth without regard to the people before her. The Constitution gave federal judges jobs for life to protect them from any political pressure to lift the blindfold. The Department of Justice was built around the notion that federal prosecutors are, as the Supreme Court has explained, representing an idea, justice, not an ordinary client. And the Attorney General is not the President's personal lawyer. In the words of Robert Jackson, a former Supreme Court justice who held the top justice job and served as Chief Nuremberg War Crimes Prosecutor after World War II, the Attorney General has a responsibility to others than the President. He is the legal officer of the United States. Like America, the Department of Justice and the justice system more broadly have long been imperfect in pursuing inspiring ideals. People and the institutions they create always fall short, infected by biases, fears, and misguided passions. Justice has been no exception. Innocent people get convicted. Too many brown and black people go to jail. Too many poor people lack decent representation in a system where the quality of justice often varies with the quality of your lawyer. There is a lot wrong with justice in America. But one of the things that has been right with American justice is the reality and reputation built by the United States Department of Justice over generations. Across those decades, and especially in the nearly 5 decades since Watergate, justice employees came to be seen as a people apart, still flawed in all the ways humans are flawed, but somehow different and trustworthy. They could be trusted to sort out the most difficult situations, to investigate politicians, to wade into painful racial strife, to find and tell the American people the truth. If Justice Department employees are no longer seen as something separate in American life, we are all less safe. If jurors, judges, victims, witnesses, communities, and cops come to see them as part of a political tribe, and so trust them less, something essential is lost. Donald Trump, aided by his Attorney General, William P. Barr, severely undermined